Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Scott Beckham, a managing partner with Intex Flooring in Houston. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. Intex Flooring is a commercial flooring contractor based in Houston, and you've just joined the Fuse Flooring Alliance. We'll get to that in a minute. I was just looking through your background. It's interesting that you are in the Marine Corps, a platoon sergeant in a machine gun platoon. Then in 2009, you opened Intex Flooring. So how did you get from machine guns to flooring contracting?
Yeah, it's kind of a strange series of events. I joined the Marines the day before 9/11, so that was kind of interesting timing. We went overseas to Iraq in 2004 and 5. Once I got back, I decided to go to college, got my degree in entrepreneurship at U of H in Houston. That degree kind of pushed me into hanging my own shingle and doing something on my own. I had a couple of friends that happened to be in commercial flooring and were trying to grow their own sales for another company. Through a series of events, we ended up starting our own company in Houston and really focused on trying to do things a little bit differently.
And you started in 2009, which was kind of the bottom of the market, wasn't it?
It was. That ended up being a really good thing for us. It seems that I think when you're trying to build a business, when the going is not so good, it maybe creates some better habits for the future.
You're in the Houston area. How big is your service area?
We're generally just working in the Houston and surrounding metropolitan area, which is actually really large. We'll probably travel a couple of hours in any direction. Every now and then, we have customers where we travel to Austin or Dallas, and then we do have plans in the works to accommodate some customers in other cities and states.
And what sectors do you focus on? Is there one in particular, or do you do most of them?
Our primary focus at the moment is K through 12. We found when we first got started as a business that schools were a very, very aggressive, margin-wise aggressive business to go after. But with that being the case, nobody wanted to do any of the smaller projects. And we just came in and said, hey, you know, we can be the company that just does the extremely small projects, help us get going, and then grow from there.
K through 12, is that union work or non-union?
It's non-union. Houston, for the most part, is a merit shop. There's some petrochemical work that is union, but on the flooring side, there is not really a union presence in our area.
What are some projects you're working on now that are noteworthy?
We're doing one right now that's almost a $3 million ceramic tile contract for a high school that's being built on the northeast side of town. They're using all sorts of different tiles. The noteworthy aspect of it is A, that it's almost 300,000 square feet of ceramic, and that B, a lot of it is actually panels, the thin porcelain panels from Crossville.
Oh, really? I know a lot about that. So that's, they call that gauge porcelain panels. Crossville calls those laminum panels.
Correct.
And you're putting those in, and that takes a whole other skill set. That's almost like handling glass, isn't it?
It really is. Well, one thing that we're kind of learning through this process, we've done other panel projects, but this one, of the maybe 300,000 feet, about 20,000 feet was panels. Uh-huh. And so there was a little bit of a learning curve, not just doing panels, but also doing panels to a larger quantity as far as the project went. Having four guys working on a series of panels and then realizing that you need to be in two places at once and then purchasing more equipment and tools. And like you said, the glass tools basically is what they are, and large cutting tables.
And that requires a different type of thin set and different staging and different buttering techniques. How did you learn all that? Did you? Because I know Crossville teaches that up at Crossville, Tennessee.
That's exactly what we did. We went to a handful of courses and got a bunch of our installers signed up.
Okay.
So our installation managers attended, some of our installers attended, and we had done other panel projects previous to this. Uh-huh. It was just maybe a little bit larger in scope than normal. Wow. And we also find, by the way, that a lot of the guys that can do slab work are pretty good at it as well.
So when you start talking about different products that you put in, you cross the board, you do everything from carpet tile on the soft side to LVT, and so obviously you do gauge porcelain ceramic, but do you do any hardwood?
Well, we are capable of doing many things, but we find ourselves not doing all of them very frequently. I would say real wood installation is probably not something that we'd look at unless it was a smaller portion of a larger project. But yes, we do ceramic work, we do carpet tile, pretty much run the gamut of different products that are out there.
Yeah. Do you do much LVT?
We do, and it's a growing portion of what we do as well.
Okay, so you joined the Fuse Flooring Alliance, a group of commercial flooring contractors. What was the motivation behind doing that?
You know, honestly, I think when you're trying to grow a business, and we're going to be 10 years old as a business of next month,
yeah.
And there reaches a point in time where you kind of look at yourself in the mirror and say, are we legit now? I don't know if that's an entrepreneurial thing or what, but yeah. These different benchmarks, I've said, hey, we turned a corner or something like that. And this was one of those corners that we wanted to turn for quite a while. Definitely appreciate all the other members. Man, I really thoroughly love the message board and just being able to read what other people are seeing and to bounce ideas off of people and to see some problems maybe before we see them ourselves. But more than that, obviously developing a stronger relationship with some of our manufacturers has been key as well.
Yeah, I mean, I applaud the decision. Being a part of a group is not only allows you to learn from other members, but it also gives you a better relationship with some of the key suppliers. So it's a good move.
No, it's been great so far.
Yeah. All right, Scott.
I've even posted a few messages myself.
All right, good. I'm sure they can learn from you as well. All right, Scott, it's great to catch up with you again. We're talking to Scott Beckham, a managing partner with Intex Flooring based in Houston, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.